Before we wrap, I want to spend a moment on two stories that we didn't get to discuss in depth but deserve your attention. The judge sets framework for 9 PBS piece, 170 upvotes, involves a court ruling about how the PBS affiliate can recover archival broadcast data from infrastructure it no longer controls. The legal framework being established around data portability and archival access is going to matter as more institutions discover that their historical data is locked in proprietary or bankrupt systems. And the threshold signing ceremony piece from 808 bits, cryptographic key ceremonies conducted in the browser using threshold signing, is a genuinely interesting security primitive that deserves more attention than its 5 upvotes suggest.
Also worth noting, the How to Disable or Avoid Intrusive AI guide from Librarian. Net 306 upvotes, 182 comments, is a practical resource list that got substantial engagement precisely because the AI, DR sentiment we opened with is translating into concrete action. People are looking for actual tools and techniques, not just complaints. The guide covers browser extensions, email client settings, and opt-out procedures across major platforms. The Finger Protocol story, the 1971 social networking tool that is, apparently, still running, got 13 upvotes, but the point it makes is quietly profound. Some protocols survive because they're simple enough to be unkillable.
And the MS-DOS 2.0 history piece deserves a mention. The road to DOS 2.0 involved Microsoft licensing code from a third-party developer and then having to substantially rewrite it. A fascinating case study in how software supply chain dynamics shaped the early PC industry in ways that still echo today.
The Quake Shareware CDROM piece, 370 upvotes, is a gem. Fabian Sanglard documented how the ID software team dealt with a CDROM that was slightly too full to hold the Quake Shareware release. The solution involved a combination of creative file system manipulation, sector-level tricks, and a data layout hack that exploited how CDROM readers handle multi-session disks. It's the kind of engineering folklore that 8chan preserves better than almost any other corner of the internet. And the golf career management simulation, 11 upvotes, is someone's passion project that absolutely belongs on a Tuesday morning feed just to remind you that people build things for the joy of it.
Whether it's AI, DR pushing back on summarization pipelines, the fake think tank story revealing how AI training data can be manipulated, the Copilot autofix incident showing how AI security suggestions can backfire, or the benchmark apocalypse demonstrating how AI evaluation itself has been compromised, the common thread is that we built systems that assume good faith inputs and. The through line I keep coming back to from today's stories is the question of institutional trust in automated systems, are discovering the cost of that assumption.
And the countervailing thread is just as real. DuckDB shipping genuinely useful infrastructure that lowers barriers for independent researchers, Linux improving GPU access for people without enterprise budgets, post-market OS extending the life of hardware, repair cafes rebuilding repair as a community skill. The people who read Hacker News are building the systems and also, frequently, the alternatives to systems they don't trust. That dual identity is what makes the community interesting.
A brief time capsule moment because we owe you intellectual honesty about our own record. Back in May, we made a comment on this show that companies ignoring this trend might find themselves facing unexpected competition from directions they didn't anticipate. That sentence is so generic it could mean anything, and it probably did mean nothing. We're going to try to be more specific going forward, concrete predictions with falsifiable conditions, like the ones we laid out in today's What If We're Wrong segment. Vague warnings are easy to make and impossible to evaluate. You deserve better.
And a second one from May, we apparently referenced Ukraine striking Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, shares no access with Ukrainian-controlled territory, and no such strikes occurred. That's a factual error that should not have made it into the script, and we apologize for it. Research process improvements are underway.
Everything we discussed today came from the Hacker News community at news.combinator.com. If any of these stories resonated, the DuckDB 2.0 preview, the Blue Sky watermarking investigation, the AI, DR movement, the Trebuchet archaeology, the full articles are linked from HN's front page, and the comment threads are where the real analysis lives. The people who wrote the DuckDB patches are in those comments. The security researchers who study these AI failure modes are there. We're genuinely grateful to that community for surfacing this quality of material every single day.
A genuine thank you to the tools that make this production possible. Claude Code from Anthropic handles our script generation and production automation, and Perplexity's real-time discovery is how we surface the stories that actually matter from the daily HN feed. We use these tools because they help us be faster without sacrificing the analytical depth we care about, and we think being transparent about that is the right thing to do.
If you want more geopolitics, global markets, international affairs beyond the tech sphere, check out the Intellijix Daily News, our companion show. It covers the world events that contextualize a lot of what we discuss here. We'll be back tomorrow with whatever the HN community decides matters. For Marcus Rodriguez, I'm signing off.
And for Sarah Chen, see you Wednesday.